The message you're about to listen to is from the Campus Ministry Congress 2017, Audacious, by Pastor Ehosa Osunde. Stay blessed.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. There are two persons here, one born October 1st, the other July 1st. I want to see you. One is a guy, the other is a lady, I think so. I hope he hasn't gone. Please come. On October 1st, July 1st, I saw them by the Spirit. Babindi Faradi Sombre Exofracandos. Yeah, I know what. July, October 1st. The person in school is in OAU. Engineering department. Hello, Tabredonde Saliesa. Oshabala. Kelamu, Tofish, and Dokavishi Prede. If God is powerful, why help him? If God does not have power at all, then why serve him? Some people have to secure energy power that we have free in Christ. There's no need for that. Hallelujah. Telebo fishila motebrede koshike la mombre katila patsu shaman the carries. Don't be afraid, there's nothing scary I want to do. You know, when people get words of knowledge that identifies them, words of knowledge are useless without words of wisdom or what the purpose for that knowledge is. It's just to identify the person. Just to identify the person. The Lord knows you. The Lord knows you. Which of you have four persons in the family? Four persons in the family. So yeah, siblings. Both of you four. Yeah, you are the ones now. I'm just trying to show you that the Lord knows you. The Lord knows you. Well, and you're going to do this word of knowledge that I'm practicing. So everybody here, you move down one to another. I hope you are ready for it. Yeah. This is how we get Muslims saved. Just tell him his name and continue preaching to him. He'll be wondering how. It works every time. It works every time. You just tell him his name and start preaching to him. Be like, how do you know my name? Say the Jesus that I'm preaching to you about. He's the one who sent me. He told me your name. See, just like that. I say, yes, just like that. And he told me your mom also has been sick for many years. But he wants you to know how much he loves you. And you start preaching the facts of the gospel. They always get saved. You see that word always? I mean it. Always. Hallelujah. If we understand the place of word of knowledge, evangelism will be the easiest. I see it by the Spirit that OAU and this Ife is becoming a strategic location where ministers are being vetted. People will be getting admission to OAU because of ministry, not because of school. Say, I'm going to weigh you. If I go to weigh you, I will find the call. I will find the call. Arapada kuparina. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Dabra no sekala mombre. Shino bombre. Bombu fuka bombre. Gaga no fiyavaniso. Membre dila kabahaya. Shana paradisco frac sufa dagade exi opodilo mokondi omona. The Lord says, never ever again in your life look down on yourself, for you have thought it will come in a long time. It will not come in a long time. It will not come after seasons of fastings and prayer. It is come already, for it wells you, for it is the power that you have. You are not going to have it. You will not spend extended time to have it. No. Don't wait upon what you already have, but manifest what you already have. Do not look for it from afar, or do not desire it as if it's away from you. But only desire to practice it. For as you begin to practice these things, you will see healing and you will get a lot of persons edified, exalted, and comforted. For everything about you is to encourage people. And just like he read about prophets being spiritual, That's the same thing. You'll be known for edification. We just come around him and we are edified. We are edified. What's your name? What's the name? Have more dreams, she's the Spirit of God. Desire more things to do in life. Write more things you want to do. For the things you have planned to do now are too small. Too small. Write more things. Desire more things. Dream more. Dream more. Know about, just want to do more things. Achieve more things. There is wealth around you because of the ideas and the businesses you would do. But I see you dreaming more and achieving more. But also specifically, that desire, you're married. I saw something about that, about relationship, and it's going to be with a man. You, somewhere along the line, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Is your name start with, what is there an O in your name? Huh? What's the name? No, just so that you know. That you know God knows you. I just wanted to say your name start with an O. T O. T O. Go to the nations. I have already. And it doesn't mean they are connected. Don't worry. Don't interpret what I didn't say. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Where is the July 1st? What's D? What's D in your name? What's your name? What's this one? So specifically those two persons, but I don't send people back. I just saw D. Aribon de Shalamando. The reason why I'm not saying with the mic is not everything. I'm not talking to everybody. It's just a personal word. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Go ahead and just pray in tongues. Go ahead and just pray in tongues. Go ahead and just pray in tongues. Somebody here, you got a call about your mother sick. Call her back and tell her she is well in the name of Jesus. She is well. That's been troubling your mind so that you can hear God's word. Relax, she's well. All right, have your seat. Has been troubling your mind. Have your seat. Can you rejoice and give glory to God for it? Just give glory to God. Hallelujah. Just give glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Bo Ramanele Kushana no sele baro de Yamana. Oosh. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Say these words with me. You know, you can see that, no problem. Say these words with me. I am a powerhouse. I am the temple of God. The things of the Spirit are my things. They are the things. They are the things I express naturally. The things of the Spirit are more natural to me than my natural things. And from today, because I have said so, I see it so. Hallelujah. Amen. Use your confession for things like this, not for shoe and clothes. I remember I've never raised the dead before. I kept saying, I'm going to raise the dead. I'm going to raise the dead. I'm going to raise the dead. When I lay hands on the dead, they come back alive. And that just happened. So when I started saying it, in the ministry, when I started saying it in the ministry, that when I started seeing people, he got dead raised also. You say it, you see it. Hallelujah. Say it, you see it. Hallelujah. Say it, you see it. Hallelujah. Whoosh. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Father, we thank you for understanding that is granted to everyone. Our hearts are open to receive your word and walk in understanding as always in the things of the Spirit. Cause clarity to come to every heart and let everyone walk in these things effortlessly in the name of Jesus. Amen. All right, turn your Bibles to 1 Corinthians chapter 12. I'm going to start talking about New Testament prophetic ministry. New Testament prophetic ministry, because the prophetic has been abused. The prophetic has been abused. You see people, you call a lady out, say, you come. Say, your name is this, your surname is this, you are from so-and-so village, your grandmother's name is this, your great-grandfather's name is this. There is four coconuts in your compound. You say, yes, the person comes out. All those specific, I have no problem with being specific, and I believe a minister of God should be specific all the same, but no problem if you are not. The essence of word of knowledge is just to identify the person. And after seeing all of that, now say, I'm seeing you by the Spirit entering a boy's house that is not your husband or your, it's not your husband, you're not married. What are you doing in his house? I'm seeing you sleeping with him. I'm seeing you. Four times you have done it now. That was not prophecy. That man is a liar. He just lied. He didn't prophesy, because prophecy is supposed to edify, exhort, and comfort. Because we know where God, the speakings of God are. God does not impute sin. Any prophecy that imputes sin is a lie. So that's what people call prophetic. That's not prophetic. That's a liar. The man likes to lie. He just lies with the microphone a lot. Because he said, the Lord is saying to you that for this thing you have done, you are not fit to be used again. You are a vessel unto dishonor. That's not a prophecy. That's a condemnation. We must separate the two. So if this is what you call prophetic, cool down. That's not prophetic. So that's what we want to teach now. Has nothing to do with that nonsense. Are you here? When you hear somebody say, there's a prophet, you say, especially around these cycles in the West, it's terrible. Says the prophet, the word that the pastor said, which the Ifa confirmed, which was brought to pass by the Ifa priest. You know that kind of thing? It's common around the West. I've preached in the West before. As they confirm the word the pastor say, of course, it can't happen in a place like this, a word church, of course. Yeah, things like that. Say that man's prophetic. There's someone I heard recently, I think, they said it's forensic. The person was describing all the things a lady did that was all bad. And people were shouting, forensic. He said, go deeper, pal. That's the arrow from the village. That pastor. Everybody's just looking quiet. That pastor is the arrow from the village. You know, people say they sent arrow from the village. That's the arrow from the village. That pastor is the arrow from the village. He's the one troubling you. With such prophecies, you will never grow up as a Christian. And that's not prophecy. So that's what certain persons call prophecy. But that has nothing to do with prophecy. One of the most abused offices in the body of Christ is the office of the prophet. There are so many persons I like to call them the word of knowledge guys. That you flow in word of knowledge doesn't make you a prophet. A prophet is not somebody who gives word of knowledge. A prophet is somebody who has a revelation of the Lord Jesus Christ. That's the New Testament prophet. He has the revelation of Jesus Christ. And that revelation is found in his utterances. A prophet is not known for the revelation that in the gifts is known for the interpretation. Because something is revealed to a prophet, he doesn't say it the way it was revealed to him or the way he got the information. And many times some people hear the word like they just saw somebody. Can you see somebody saying yes? But that's why a prophet does not prophesy like that. The prophecy will now be to tell the person, don't be condemned, don't be discouraged, for you have done things in the past that you are not proud of. The Lord says he doesn't count that. But he's saying that if you look into your spirit and you see that there is strength there, that there is victory there, and you see that you are the kind of person he loves to make use of. You are edifying the person. You are comforting the person. That's prophecy. You didn't have to. The thing that was revealed to you, a prophet is marked out by the interpretation. What he says. Not the, I heard this. You must interpret that thing you heard. If not, if you say it like that, imagine I just say, I was looking at you, I just saw a tree. I say, there's a tree. I just walk away. Well, I've not said anything. What does a tree mean? Are you getting it? So a prophet is marked out by the interpretation of the things he sees and hears. Are you getting that? All right. So let's come to the word and just teach the word. I just felt like saying that so that everybody can be calm, knowing that when you hear the prophetic, be happy. Because that means a person that would edify, exhort, and comfort you masterly. You don't understand. How can you be afraid of somebody who edifies, exhort, and comfort you? Except you are an illiterate. You don't know the meaning of edify, exhort, and comfort. Those are the things you say, thank you, sir. I was really down before. When you gave me those words, I felt charged up. Are you angry with such persons? Don't be quiet on me tonight. Are you tired of such persons? Are you angry with such persons? So that's prophetical. The other is, like I said, they are lies, condemnation. That's not prophetic. Lord is saying, you go to Spain. See, that man is a deep prophet. He sends people on errands. What are you going to do in Spain? That's not a word. That is not a word. So if, again, that's what you call prophecy. That's not prophecy. He said, go to Spain. What? You have not said anything. What is go to Spain? He said, your name is so and so. Your other name is so and so. What is my best? You ask. Yes. What else? I know my name. You identified me for a reason. What is the thing? It's just I just felt like saying that. That's word of knowledge, guys. They are not prophets. And that's what we have around you. Notice how they call a lot of persons and you see all of them line up after they all go back. They just identify everybody in the crowd is wow. Say, see how specific the man was. Now again. Now, why I'm sounding this alarm very strong is because I'm finding a trend among word guys who sideline the prophetic. I made a post on Facebook once about you can flow in prophecy, and somebody inboxed me and said just like that. I wrote about somebody who was saying he doesn't do what is bad. So I inboxed him and I told him and I wrote the chat that I had with the person, how I told the person the bad things the person had done to humble the person, because the person was saying he doesn't do anything and was condemning every other person. And the Spirit of the Lord said, tell him that he may know that I know all the things he does, but I don't impute it. And I wrote it like that to him. And he blocked me immediately. He's a very popular person on Facebook, and he blocked me on Facebook because I wrote that chat. And somebody chatted me up to mock, like, said, how can you? He said, is it possible to just know something about someone like that? He said, you were just, immediately you saw it, you just tapped it. You didn't have to go and fast and pray. I was like, no, I just wrote the word of knowledge to the person. He said, just like that. And I felt like, okay. As I was still chatting with him, the Lord said, just talk to him also, so that he will be. So I spoke to him and I told him, I said, I see you writing books. I see you that you like the man of God. You like leadership books. But recently you have been open to the doctrine of Christ. And you have been reading certain books, and I mentioned the books that I had been reading, and he said, "You just knew all of those things just now. I said, "Yes." He said, just now like that. I said, "Yes." You know, that's what many people believe. They believe you can't just know something about somebody like that. How can you just know something about somebody like that? Are you a witch? You make witches more powerful. Witches that are nothing. For we know that an idol is nothing in this world. We know. It's you that don't know. We know that an idol is nothing. How can I go and secure power from nothing? We know that an idol is nothing. I don't believe the devil has power. You say, are you now saying the devil does not have power? I didn't say that. I only said I don't believe the devil has power. Are you now saying the devil does not have power? He has power in your life now. Because what is he having power for? Once has the Lord spoken, twice have we heard that all power belongs to the Lord. There's nothing wrong with my reading. He said, but the Bible says to power to trample upon all serpents and scorpions. Power, we have power over all the powers of the enemy. Power over all the powers of the enemy. Does that look like power again? Power over all the power of the enemy. No. When you go to the episodes, it says we wrestle not against principalities and powers. Then notice that word. It says, put on the armor of God. Have it not to stand. Stand therefore. You are not putting on the armor to fight. You are putting on the armor to stand. And the armor is not what you put on. Does not mean to have it. That's why many people have been describing the armor. They say, have you put on your shoe? Have you put on your helmet? Put on the armor to put on. This cloth, is it yours? You put it on so that you will have it. That's madness. You can't put it on to have it. It's already your cloth. That's why you can put it on. So put on is what? Use your armor. That's what you're saying. What is the armor? What it says, be strong in the Lord and the power of his might. That's your armor. That's all he was describing. Because every other thing there is who you are in Christ. Righteousness. Is that not who you are? You are the righteousness of God in Christ. You are the proof that God is righteous in making the sinner righteous. You are that righteous. God calls you. Somebody asks God in heaven and say, God, how righteous are you? He says, look at Egosa. He's the proof of my righteousness. And that's what it means to be the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. That God calls you, he's righteous. When people ask God, God, how righteous are you? He says, look at Egosa. He's the proof of my righteousness. I'm that righteous that I could make him righteous. Are you getting this? Hallelujah. So, the supernatural can be very natural. Can be very, very natural. I'm just saying all of this, throwing all these words very, very deliberately to attack certain mindset before I would start teaching so that you can cool it. First Corinthians 12 verse 1. I'm feeling at home because there's nothing like when you minister in a church where people are rightly taught God's word. There's nothing like that. Please celebrate your pastor one more time. Do it well. Celebrate your pastor very well. All right. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. You don't know what he has saved you from. Generational course, coconut service, oil service, liquid service, salt service, ant service. You pack the ant that you saw in your room and bring it to the man of God. You will investigate which one is your grandmother that came to haunt you from the village. Things have happened in this country. 1 Corinthians 12 verse 1. Now concerning, those are not pastors, those are little doctors. Now concerning spiritual gifts, brethren, I will not have you ignorant. So he says, now concerning, notice gift is italicized. Now concerning spirituals, brethren, I will not have you ignorant. Now concerning spirituals, the word there, pneumaticals. Pneuma means spirit, ticos means things of the spirit. Concerning spirituals, concerning the things of the spirit, brethren, I will not have you ignorant. I will not have you ignorant. You remember in 1 Corinthians 1:7, he said that the church of Corinth came behind in no gift. So they came behind in no gift, but yet he's saying, now concerning spiritual gifts, brethren, I will not have you ignorant. The word ignorant is agneo, which means willful ignorance. Willful ignorance. They don't just know. And they didn't, it's not like they don't have the power, it's that they did not know how to operate in it properly. And that's why after 1 Corinthians 12, there was 1 Corinthians 13 to teach them the law of love. Walking in love is walking in your nature. You are, that's who you are. That's not, you say, I'm just trying to forgive you, if not for God. No, that's me. I naturally forgive. When I don't forgive, I'm deceiving myself. That's what James said. He deceives himself because he doesn't know what manner of man he is. Use the mirror like a woman. They observe themselves everywhere. That's what James was teaching, of course. Now concerning spiritual gifts, brethren, I will not have you ignorant. Though you have the gifts, but I don't want you ignorant, of course. Permit me calling it gifts intentionally, because I'm going to debunk all of that. The gifts of the Spirit are not gifts of the Spirit. There is only one gift of the Spirit, and that's this Holy Spirit that you are now. The gifts of the Spirit are, the word charisma is a faculty and an endowment. And that endowment is in you. Every believer has, that's why Jesus says, these signs shall follow that believe. So what we call the gifts of the Spirit are the benefits of salvation. Forget not his benefits. So you can put it here. Now concerning spiritual gifts, brethren, I will not have you ignorant. I don't want you to forget all the benefits of salvation. You get it? You know that you were Gentiles carried away unto this dumb idols, however you were led. Wherefore, now please look at your Bibles. I'm very observant. I'm very keen to looking into scriptures. Wherefore, I give you to understand that no man speaking by the Spirit of God calleth Jesus a curse. And no one can say Jesus is Lord but by the Holy Ghost. So, Jesus is Lord by the Holy Ghost. That means this person is born again. Now, there are diversities of gifts, but the same Spirit. There are diversities of gifts, but the same Spirit. Verse 5. There are differences of what? But the same Lord. There are diversities of operations, but it is the same God which worketh all in. But the manifestation of the Spirit is given to every man to profit withal. For to one is given by the Spirit the word of wisdom, to another the word of knowledge by the same Spirit, to another faith by the same Spirit, to another the gifts of healings by the same Spirit, to another the workings of miracle, to another prophecy, to another discerning of spirit, to another diverse kinds of tongues, to another the interpretation of tongues. But all these worketh that one and the self same Spirit, dividing to every man severally as he wills. Dividing to every man severally as he wills. And that has confused many persons. So let's go over it one more time. Now notice in verse 4, we're going to start observing and noticing. And now there are diversities of gifts, but the same Spirit. There are diversities of gifts. There are diversities of charisma. There are diversities of charisma. There are diversities of charisma. Charisma is a gift when given to you is yours. It describes the location of the gift. It is inside you. It is yours. So there are diversities of gifts. It's not, there are two words for gifts in the Greek text, doria and charisma. Doria is the one used in Acts chapter 2. Peter used that a lot to speaking about the Holy Spirit that we have received, that we have, he that is joined to the Lord is one Spirit, where we have become my Spirit by virtue of the new birth. My Spirit is now a Holy Spirit, or the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Now there are diversities of gifts, but the same Spirit. So the diversities of gifts, but the same Spirit is not a Spirit that blows into the hall. The diversities of gifts of the same Spirit that you have, the same Spirit that allowed you to say Jesus is Lord, the same Spirit that makes you the believer, the same Spirit that makes you the man in Christ. All right. Diversities of gifts. Then, of course, the word diversities, differences, and diversities in 4, 5, 6 are all the same words. So there are diversities of gifts. So the gifts, the administration, the operations are all in the believer. How do we know that? Because he calls it, but the manifestation. Manifestation is singular. He didn't say, but the manifestations. It's not the manifestations. It's the manifestation. This word manifestation is not a process. No, phanerosis, from phanero is to make something visible. From the Latin, that word manifestation is hand and to touch. That means tangible. But the tangibility of the Spirit is given to every man. So we make these things visible. So the Spirit that I am is invisible. But in doing things, it is seen visibly. Why? Because you remember how Jesus likened the Spirit in John chapter 3 to be the wind. You only see the effects, Sabi. That's how you know the wind is blowing. How many of you have ever seen the wind? Somebody went to raise hand. Don't do that now, please. You know, all these kind of questions are called rhetorical questions. You are supposed to know the answer. You can't see the wind. So, you can't see the wind, Abby? From Jesus. No, come on, I want to be interactive. Because this interaction is how it will help you to also flow one to another. Because tonight, you are going to prophesy to the person you are sitting beside. So tell the person, cool down, you will be blessed because I came. Let's learn first. Tell the person, let's learn first. Cool down. You'll be blessed because I came. Aha, but let's learn first. Alright. So, you know, John chapter 3, he says, you don't see the wind, but you see the effect. A wind will blow now and fall this chair. You see the effect now. You saw what was happening before I started teaching. That's the effect now, Abby. So you know, the Spirit of God, something is happening. Respond. Thank you. Let's make it interactive. You learn more. It has been proven that when you are interactive, it heightens your understanding, especially in the doing. When you come, it's for soaking. When you are interactive, it's for practical demonstrations. Anything a smart lecturer or a professor knows to make you interactive when he wants you to do the thing. But in science, is the you talk back. You say, did you get it? All right, you must interact. There are diversities of gifts. There are differences of administrations. There are diversities of operations. All of these. So there are differences of gifts. There are differences of gifts in the ministry, or there are different operations of the gifts in the ministry. The gift is in the ministry, and every believer is in the ministry of reconciliation. Amen. Being born again is you answering the call. The call of salvation is the call to be used of God. Hallelujah. Remember 2 Corinthians 5:17, I heard Pastor quoting that text. Was, if any man be in Christ, a new creature. After that, committed to, if any man be in Christ, a new creature, all things are passed away, all things have become new. All these new things are of God who have reconciled us to himself and has given to us the... So every believer has ministry of reconciliation. So there are diversities of gifts, but the same Spirit. There are differences of administration, but the same Lord. There are diversities of operation, but it is the same God which worketh all in all. But the manifestation of the Spirit is given to everyone. So the manifestation there is singular, not manifestations, is manifestation. So the diversities of gifts and ministries and operation, it is all manifestation, singular, of the Spirit. Amen. So this is you manifesting the Spirit. You making the Spirit visible. Amen. Just like the fruit of the Spirit. It's not fruits, it's fruit. So all of those nine things is one thing that you have. Amen. That's how all of these gifts are one manifestation. That's you manifest the Spirit. Amen. So they are not different kinds of manifestation. That's why you notice the word same Spirit. Same Spirit. Same Spirit. It's not another Spirit. Same. Remember that word Pastor Seko kept using. You will see it. Is it not? It will tire you in this place now. Same Spirit. The word will tire yourself. In case you. But the manifestation of the Spirit is given to every man to profit without. To profit without is just to. For the benefit of all. For to one is given by the Spirit the word of wisdom, and will elicit out all of this. Now notice the distinction Paul used. You know, Paul in the grammar is a scholar, a wise master builder. He made a case in Galatians 3 about not to seeds as of many, but to seed as of one. He does the same thing here. He's a scholar in grammar. Look at what he does. He changes the word another in 1 Corinthians 12. And if you understand this, you have understood the simplicity of working in the things of the Spirit. He puts word of knowledge and word of wisdom together. So, now let's read it like this. For to one is given by the Spirit the word of wisdom. To another, that's to allos. That means of the same kind. word of knowledge. That means word of wisdom and word of knowledge are of the same kind. Did you observe that? Same kind. Verse 9, to another, faith by the same. Now, to another, there is to heteros. So if you're writing down in your note, word of wisdom and word of knowledge, one folder. Then he mentions five other gifts. That's another folder. Faith by the same spirit, gifts of healing, working of miracle, prophecy, and discerning of spirit. All of them are allos in this group. Then he separates it again in that same verse 10. He says, to another, kinds of tongues. That word another there is heteros. To another, to heteros, kinds of tongues. To allos, interpretation of tongues. So tongues and interpretation are of the same kind. The same way you speak tongues and you are supposed to interpret is the same way you give a word of knowledge, you are supposed to give a word of wisdom. The way you give a word of knowledge is the way you are supposed to give a word of wisdom. Because word of knowledge actually informs you of what you already know. But word of wisdom tells you why that knowledge was stated. Alright. So, word of knowledge, word of wisdom together, and then the other five. And very unique, by the way. Now, people have said, okay, let's 11, but all this worketh that one and the self same spirit, dividing to every man severally as he wills. You see it? So this gift manifests as the Holy Spirit will. Are you not the Holy Spirit? It's as you will, but that's not the point he's making. He says these things are distributed, dividing to every man severally as he wills. That word severally does not mean it may give you two, it may give you three, give you four. No, the word severally is idios, not idiot. I don't see what I didn't say. IDIOS in the Greek. It just means your own. It divides to every man his own. So everybody has his own. So I cannot be envious or jealous of her. You have your own. She has her own. Not one. Complete. I can't be jealous of another. All that you have is all that I have. Of his fullness have we all received grace upon grace. But all these workers are one and the self same spirit. That means one, that is the self same spirit. The same self same spirit is who makes you have your own. So this is the will of God, that as you receive, as you get born again, all of these gifts are your own. Did you get that? All of these gifts are your own. Now, what he says, but he uses this word to another. You must read scholarly. The Bible is written in words. To another, if you notice in 1 Corinthians 14, just to confirm that this is proper exegesis, notice in 1 Corinthians 14, he says that all can prophesy, all are supposed to speak in tongues. So it's all, not some. There was never a place where he says some. He said all are supposed to prophesy, all. He read 1 Corinthians 14 from beginning to the end. Now, we don't learn to forget. It makes my work easier. I'm just building on what he did. Amen. So, if you notice in all that 1 Corinthians 14 we read, all prophesy, Abi. When you all come together, everyone. So, everyone, those that are unlearned, they have it, but they don't manifest it. But they have it. So when he says to another, what is he talking about? Now, I'm planning to write a very small book called Figure of Speech in the Bible. The figure of speech he uses here is the figure of speech called anaphora. Many of our English figure of speech are gotten from the Greek metaphor. Meta just means to change. So, the English figure of speech are all gotten from the Greek figure of speech. Just like that word epanotosis, which is correction, where Paul said, like he's correcting himself. He said, now that you know God, or rather that you are known of God, it's like he was correcting himself. That figure of speech is for emphasis. It's actually strengthening the fact that it's not just that I know God, it's that God knows me. When he says, depart from me, I know you. No, that's not possible. Because I know you. It's not just that. Am I too fast? Alright. So, the figure of speech used here is anaphora. Anaphora just means like sentence beginning. When a sentence begins with the same word. If you notice, another. It's just like sentence beginning. So, every of the sentence begins with another. Abi, you notice it in those texts? Another. It's just anaphora. It doesn't mean to another person. we can make, I like to make things a little bit practical. Give her everything in your hand. Everything in your hand, plus your Bible. Are you ready? Stand here, let people see you. Watch. Face her. Stretch out your hands. No, two hands so that she's not imparting you. Just put it away. All right. Give her one by one. Give her the Bible. Another. No, another. Get it. Is it to another person? Are you saying, but I'm using another. I'm using another. Does it mean another person, another person? All right, you got it. All right. So, to another. So, to another is not qualifying the persons. It's qualifying that all these gifts. Another, the same believer has another. Then he mentioned 9 in 1 Corinthians 12. So every believer has it. Every believer has it. Every believer has it. So I'm not trying to go and have this gift. I already have it. Aha. So every believer has word of knowledge, word of wisdom, the sign of spirit, tongues, interpretation, prophecy, workings of miracle, gift of special faith, gifts of healing. Every believer has it. Every believer has it. But pastor, if everybody has it, how come we don't always see the manifestation? Because you don't want to see the manifestation. The answer is in the question. Why don't we see it? Because you didn't do it. Aha. So every believer has all of this. Every believer has all of this. So, dividing to every man several as he will is not, the Holy Spirit will now say, I want you to have this one. I want you to have this one. No, we already have it. Amen. Amen. The manifestation of the Spirit is given to every man. Every man has been given the manifestation of the Spirit. Where is the every man? Every man who said Jesus is Lord. You know, you can locate this man in the chapter. This is the man who has the Spirit of God. Ephesians chapter 1 says, when you were sealed with that Holy Spirit of promise, we're sealed with that Holy Spirit of promise. Just like the Holy Spirit, we are sealed with that Holy Spirit of promise, and it's not coming and going. You know, it's like saying 7 ways to lose your salvation. 7 ways to lose your salvation. Now, we can't argue with people like that who want to teach how to lose salvation. We can't argue with them. There is no need. Because what we are dealing with here, we are dealing with ignoramus. Because it doesn't even make sense. If you were to graduate from a master program in English language, and you are writing on lose salvation, how would they feel? They would say you should go back for BSc. Because lose and salvation cannot go together. Lose and salvation. Why is it not called salvation? Lose and salvation. Lose salvation. Some people are not still getting it. Lose salvation. You're not trying to figure out how can you lose what is saved? What is the aim of saving it? That it may not be lost. How come you not say lose salvation? I want to teach you how to lose, that you can lose salvation. So it's just English problem. It's not even no need to use Bible to teach you. I know you already lose salvation. Lose. You want to lose it. So all these gifts are in the Spirit. So these gifts are endowments and faculty that the believer has. These are endowments and faculties that the believer has. The believer can do all of these things. Everything listed out here. Now, of course, I have been teaching this in my ministry in Benin City since last year, December. I've been teaching on the things of the Spirit since December last year. I'm still teaching on it. I've been teaching one gift after another and spending months on one gift. I'm not going to rush, so it's good we know the meaning of it, but I'm going to focus on utterance and what is called revelatory gifts. Utterance and what is called revelatory gifts. The utterance gifts is tongues and interpretation and prophecy, and revelatory gifts as popularly known, thanks to Howard Carter and Donald Gee, word of wisdom, word of knowledge, and discerning of spirit. All right. So that's what is popularly known as the revelatory gifts. Now, all of these six gifts are basic, are very basic in New Testament prophetic ministry. To be prophetic is to flow in these gifts. Yeah, the essence of prophetic is flowing all of these gifts. All right. The word of knowledge. Word of knowledge. I'm going to rush it. So you can pay close attention to the word of knowledge. Word there is logos. Word of logos gnosis, word of knowledge. It just means, now, if you notice how Paul uses the word knowledge in Corinthians, it dealt with specific knowledge. So this word of knowledge is a word of knowledge. That means a word of knowledge is a word that informs you. It's a word of knowledge. This knowledge is intuitive. This word gnosis, it's an intuitive knowledge. It's not a knowledge of reasoning that leads to ginosko. No, it's not. He didn't call it word of knowledge. That's ginosko. It's not what you learn to know. So it's not knowledge that I want to ask people, they come and tell you. You understand? So it is intuitive knowledge. It's not a knowledge from reasoning, from asking people, finding out. Aha. So that's word of knowledge. Word of knowledge. Word of knowledge. That's what Jesus did to the woman at the well, so that you have five. You have five. All right, that's what, telling her something about herself that she knows. Before I explain all of this, I think let's go back to one. Let's not miss it at all. Now, concerning spiritual gifts, brethren, I will not have you ignorant. I will not have you ignorant. Now, there are certain myths about beliefs people have about the things of the spirit. I've heard people say, pursue the gift, pursue the giver and not the gift. Have you heard that before? No, many of you have not heard things. So have you heard, raise your hand if you have heard that before. I'm asking a question. Have you heard that before? Pursue the giver and not the gift. Okay. Now that statement is very away from scripture. Very, very away from scripture. You're not supposed to pursue the giver. We're not supposed to pursue the giver. The giver will never leave me nor forsake me. The giver is one with me. Uh-huh. The giver does not leave me nor forsake me. I am the temple of the giver. Are you getting it? Uh-huh. So we don't pursue. Notice what it even says you should pursue. I want to read that for you. What do you say you should pursue? Follow after charity and desire spirituals. Chapter 14. That's what you should desire. So we are not pursuing the giver and forgetting the gift. How can I, you know, see again, this is English, show. I pursue the giver and I forget the gift. Why did you not call him the giver? Change his name. Change his name. So I can't pursue the giver and forget the gift. The giver gives gifts. Did you get that? So I'm not supposed to pursue the giver and forget the gift. I'm not supposed to pursue the giver and forget the gift. Oh, no wonder. See the spirit of prophet. So I said, I knew I was feeling restricted. Let's just teach the basics. So the belief. You can't, if you pursue the giver and forget the gift, you have abused apostolic instruction given to us by Paul the Apostle here, where he says we should desire it. Do not forbid it. No, we are to go after it. We are to go after it. Have you also heard people say, character before power? You don't know this. You know it now. Pursue character before power. How can I your movie power like that? Character before power. Character. You know, the church in Corinth came behind in no gifts. And you read through and saw the issues Paul was dealing with. That's a church full of character. They had so much character that something was happening that Paul had to say, deliver unto Satan. Because deliverance from Satan was just to deliver to the accusation of the people. So imagine that it says it's character. I cannot just flow in all these things. I'm not mature enough. It's character. I must develop my character first before I move in power. If not, without character, you can't move in power. No. Without character, you can't. Those are statements from people who don't study. No. The gift is called charismata. It is not a character gift. It's a grace gift. It is freely given. All right. Have you also heard people say, pay the price for the gift? That's also an English problem. It's a gift. You pay the price for a gift. These are not doctrinal problems. These are English problems. That over the years, if you believe these doctrinal things, you become dull even in natural. Because the problem with wrong doctrine, it has been proven scientifically that wrong doctrine makes people dull. The more you are exposed to the Pauline episodes, you become more intelligent. And I'm not joking, I'm just telling you. So, what was the point I just mentioned? See if you are still following. Pay the price for the gift. I'm giving you this as a gift. And I says, how much, sir? I'm going to touch her and find out, are you okay? Because I say, it's free. He said, no, I just want to pay. I say, it's free. He said, no, I must pay for it too. It's free. So, something like this is why Paul in Romans 5 now says free gift. That's not supposed to be, because a gift is free. And I put free in case some people are slow in English. That's a free gift. Aha. So this thing is free. They don't need to pay price for it. It's a agbara. I'm going up the mountain. Yeah, doing as if we don't know all these things. Mountain. The mountains now. Climb. You see people shouting, agbara! Agbara! You are doing as if you don't know all these things. They'll be shouting, agbara! What are they doing? They are paying the price. One was shouting agbara in the mountain, and an angel appeared and gave him wand. Harry Potter. Gave him wand. That's what is happening. See, while I was there, the angel gave me the wand. Wand. He said, use it to work miracles. This wand. Things we see on the mountain. I have nothing wrong. I have no problem with you going to the mountain to pray and all of that. So, are you here? So, we have heard a lot of things. Then some persons are afraid. Some persons are just afraid. What if it does not work? Well, now, we must kill all of this meat for the supernatural, for demonstrating things. What if it does not work? Have you seen people afraid before? What if it does not work? What if it does not work? 2 Timothy 1:7, God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of love, power, and of a sound mind. Your mind should be too sound not to be afraid. Your mind should be too sound on the exceeding greatness of his power that you have received for you to be afraid. Fear is one thing that checks a lot of persons from demonstrating these things. Are you here? Fear. Say, what if it does not work? How am I not going to do it? No. Throw away that fear. Are you here? Throw away that fear. It works. So many persons have said that also. I'm just afraid. Why many persons fear the counterfeit? Yeah, they just fear that it may be fake. Now, how many of you have ever seen fake 30 naira notes? Somebody was raising their hand again. Fake 30 naira notes. You have seen fake 30 naira notes. You are deep. Very deep. Fake 30 naira notes. You can't see it. Why? Because there is no... There can only be a counterfeit for what is true. So how can you, because of counterfeit, say, I don't want to have anything to do with the prophetic. I'm tired. You're actually tired, really. are you seeing it? That's how some people they say there's counterfeits. So I'm seeing a whole lot of things I think you should take down, because when people talk about counterfeits, say there's too many fake. There are too many fake. That's why you, the real, need to step out. Keep saying there's fake, there's fake, there's fake. That's why the fake is multiplying. Fake is multiplying. You are the real one. You are the original. You are the original one. So leave. So throw away the counterfeit. You are the original. So because of counterfeit, many persons have said no. This, I just want to emphasize all of this. This is where I'm rounding off. Because notice, for many, once you have any of all this belief, you shy away from demonstrating the things of the Spirit. Then you hear some other person say things like, I've not reached that time. I've not matured enough. Now, this is even on character. I've not matured enough. I've not matured enough. I think when I'm 8 years in the Lord, or 10 years in the Lord, or 20 years in the Lord, I can begin to do that one that is very hard called working on miracles. You have seen that kind of, many persons have that kind of belief also. The church in Corinth, what the Paul called them, babes. The come behind, you know, gift means everybody was manifesting this thing. Everybody. And they were babes. I think you are better than a babe now. Are we killing these sacred cows? So that you don't say, this is, I just cannot, how can somebody like me just go and do it? There's no somebody like you. Somebody like you is the temple of God. Somebody like you is the righteousness of God in Christ. Somebody like you is the holiest thing on the earth. You know, you are the holiest thing on the earth. That's somebody like you. Say, how can somebody like me? Who is you? The righteousness of God in Christ. It's somebody like you that should do these things. And lastly, a common one I have found among so many persons is this, I don't want people to laugh at me. It's part of fear in a way, but I don't want people to laugh at me. No. There is therefore now no condemnation in Christ. Hallelujah. The reason why we demonstrate these things in church is so that you may learn. So that when you go out, it becomes easier to do on the street. The church is where, when you make mistake here, we just say, no problem, do another one. You get it? So you get to practice. You know, practice makes perfect. Even in the things of the Spirit, practice makes perfect. Hallelujah. So, once you throw away that fear, throw away all of that, love. Imagine somebody say, I'm desiring love before I move in the things of the Spirit. Love. I need to be more loving before I can flow in things of the Spirit. Imagine a woman carrying her baby is convulsing. Does that mother love that baby? Are you sure? The mother loved the baby, but the baby is still convulsing. Why? Because love, as much as she loves that baby, but she can't stop the baby from convulsing. But do you know there's something she can do that can stop the baby from convulsing? Just put your hand. So it says, forget power, I want love. Look at power now. What it's doing to you. Look at what love is doing to you. Because you don't want power. So she buries the baby. She gives birth to another. Now this one is vomiting. Does she love the baby? This one also dies. Does she love all these babies that are dying? But notice, there's an error when you say love. Forget power. It's because of love. That's why I'm so after power like this. Because the way you truly love somebody is you want to help meet all the person's problems. Come on. When you love somebody, you want to help the person. You want to solve any issue that you see. That's how important the things of the Spirit are. The reason why we teach all of these things is not just for shouting purposes. Why do we rejoice like this? Every of these things have benefits. And once you know the benefit of the things of the Spirit, which is where I'm going to start from tomorrow, morning, once you know the benefit of these things, you can do it comfortably. When you know the purpose of these things, you can't abuse it. Hallelujah. Stand on your feet.
Thank you for listening to this message. For more of our messages, you can visit our website at www.theremaworldng.org.